Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly joining us. Jim, you're here at the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about the reason why you're here, but what's it like for you to come back to this event? You did four of these as a player. What's it like when you come back?
Wow, this is, I think, 29 out of 30 years I've been to a Super Bowl. And the reason I do that is I take my five brothers and my high school football coach.
Okay.
Terry, right? Terry Henry.
Yep.
And I used to take my father, but when he hit 80, which he's going to be 88 in 2 months, he said, "Son, I appreciate you inviting me, but I cannot hang out with you boys anymore. You guys are too fast for me." So, it's all good, though. But it's good to come back to Houston. My brother lives here.
That's right.
And I used to live here for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you played here, right? It seems like ages ago when you were a Houston Gambler, I bet.
Yeah, you got that right. But the people in Houston don't forget. Coming into the airport, so many people said, "I remember those Gambler days." And I'm looking at them like, you don't look that old. And I knew that was about 30 years ago or something like that. But I always have a blast here. It's a great city.
I kind of warmed up to the city in the last couple of days here, Jim. And my wife is here with me, and she has mentioned everybody is so nice to us in Houston. I know it's tourism and hospitality, but everybody, cab drivers, police officer, everybody is great here.
Yeah, and that's why, that's not the reason why I came to Houston and didn't go to Buffalo right away. But, everybody's super. That's why my brother Ed still works, lives here. He's retired now, so him and his wife get to do a lot of traveling, but I love coming back here, and I do it every year.
One of the things, Jim, you're doing here is you've teamed up with Merck, and you've got kind of a different game plan with Merck here, right?
Yeah, I did. I teamed up with Merck, and the thing about this whole thing, to make a long story short, because I am so passionate about what I'm doing now, and that's making a difference for others there that have been through cancer, and I've teamed up with Merck, and for everybody out there listening, YourCancerGamePlan.com. Log on to it because, Murph, as you well know, back when my son was born, we didn't know where to turn. We never heard of the leukodystrophy. And then all of a sudden, you fast forward to when I was fighting cancer. When I first heard about squamous cell carcinoma, neck and head cancer, I knew nothing about it. Jill didn't know anything. My brothers didn't. We didn't know where to turn. Now I've talked to Merck. I've been able to sell it on. So many people passing by.
Yeah.
But so I teamed up with Merck because their initiative and what they believe in is exactly what me and my family were looking for when we had nowhere to turn. So all those people out there that have the questions, don't know what to do, who to build around them, what doctors, we have those answers for you. So it's yourcancergameplan.com. It will make a difference in your life. It will help you out because we didn't have that back then.
It is such a scary proposition when you're diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, boy.
This is a resource for people. But what advice, personal advice would you give people as far as how to handle news like that?
Well, number
forward?
One, you can't do it alone. Yeah. As you well know, being in Buffalo and knowing my fight and how my daughter, two daughters, my wife, and my brothers all rallied around you got to build a team and get people with positive attitudes. You cannot do it or walk through this alone. It takes people around you, the people with as good positive attitudes, because as I stated many times over, my family not once ever walked in my room with a frown. They walked in with an attitude. They were making my day better by what they said, how they walked into the room. No tears, only smiles and upbeat messages, and that helped me get through it. There's no doubt about it. And there's so many other things, but again, yourcancergameplan.com. Log on. If you have any questions, we're there for you.
There was an anniversary earlier this week, the 20th anniversary of your retirement from the Buffalo Bills. Somebody asked me about it, and I said, as I look back, I wish Jim would have played. You could have played longer. You look at Brady at 38, still playing. Peyton Manning playing as long as he did.
But I had like 4 or 5 concussions.
Right.
My last one was a concussion, and there's sometimes you feel when it's time to step aside. As a matter of fact, I did not know it was my 20th anniversary until my wife, I got a message from my wife. I go, "Oh, man, I didn't know that." But time flies.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, no, I retired at the right time. I got out when I knew my body couldn't take it anymore.
Time flies. The Bills haven't been to the playoffs in a long time. You've had a chance to meet the new head coach, Sean McDermott. What are your initial impressions? What do you think?
Well, they're good, but they were good with Rex Ryan, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought in. I think everybody in the city bought in. From what I understand with Sean, he's more of a serious guy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take any crap. Very focused on making sure that the discipline's there. And I think that's something that, from talking to other players, that maybe we lacked the last couple of years under Rex. I love Rex to death. I will continue to like him.
Yeah.
I will continue to have a couple beers with him. But it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I hope the Pegulas, for their sake, this all works out because they're such great people. And I just hope that he's the guy that brought in the right people to get this team back on back on the winning track and get us to start playing games in January.
No kidding. Last thing, how do you see this Super Bowl game playing out this Sunday? What do you think?
Number one, I would never bet against Tom Brady. Not to say that I want them to win, because I love the underdog. You know, Atlanta's never won a Super Bowl, and I would like to see them win, but I also like to see both quarterbacks do well, come out of it healthy. Tom's a friend of mine, but I'm more going for the underdog. I don't know a score or anything. I just want it to be a good football game.
Yeah, we all do. Once again, it's Merck My Cancer Game Plan.
It's Your Cancer Game Plan. Yeah, it is mine, but the key word is yourcancergameplan.com. Log on to it. If you have any questions, you'll be able to get them answered on that website.